5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, we'll come back to that in a moment, but let's talk about Donald Trump for a minute as well, because he's blamed the media after being accused of urging supporters to kill his Democratic rival for the White House, Hillary Clinton. We're going to cross to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington, for the latest on this. He's blaming the media now, taking it out of proportion. Is that true?
He is blaming the media, Clive. I mean, I think to be fair to Donald Trump, he didn't actually clearly say that he thought gun owners of the United States should kill Hillary Clinton. No. But there was an inference in the comments that he made about 24 hours ago in North Carolina. He said there was probably not very much that anybody could do to stop the United States from becoming a terrible place in the increasingly likely event that Hillary Clinton becomes president of the United States. But then, as a sort of an afterthought, and again, he keeps getting himself into trouble with these extemporized speeches. Then, as an afterthought, he said, well, of course, maybe the Second Amendment people, the people who own guns, maybe they can do something. There was a little wry smile on his face. We have learnt within the last half an hour, at least according to one television network here, CNN, that the Secret Service has held more than one conversation today with Donald Trump personally about that comment, a comment that many people believed was essentially incitement to violence. And certainly Democrats were pressing for the Secret Service to intervene. And some independent analysts said that, look, if Donald Trump had said what he said outside the room, he could have been arrested by the Secret Service and at least questioned about the intent of his remarks. He's actually on his feet at the moment in Virginia. Let's just have a listen in to what he's talking about at the moment.
What is going on with our leaders, and with our leader in particular? He is grossly incompetent, okay? Grossly incompetent.
So that's Donald Trump on his feet at the moment in Virginia, very much riffing his stump speech again and tearing into the leadership of Barack Obama and suggesting that Hillary Clinton merely represents a continuation of Barack Obama in office. I've been monitoring most of that speech. He's made no reference to any conversation that he may or may not have had with the Secret Service about the remark that he made yesterday. But we're in, let's just be clear, an amazing position here. If it's confirmed that those conversations took place between the Secret Service and Donald Trump, then you'll have a situation where one presidential candidate being protected by the Secret Service had to be spoken to about the possible incitement contained in remarks that he made about another presidential candidate who is also being protected by the Secret Service. We have also learnt, and this is confirmed, that a top Trump supporter, a veteran, a former military figure who has appeared with Donald Trump on numerous occasions on the campaign trail, is now formally being investigated by the Secret Service for having said that he believes that Hillary Clinton should be shot for treason. So clearly, the Secret Service, even if they haven't spoken to Donald Trump, are taking some of the violent language that gets used at Donald Trump rallies and by Donald Trump supporters very seriously. And we will perhaps learn in the next few hours whether that report on CNN is confirmed, whether it is true that the CNN CNN, the CNN, that Secret Service has spoken to Donald Trump.
So, I mean, clearly he seems to be getting into more and more trouble. There were some rumours that he might even end up standing down. Do you think there's anything in that?
I mean, there's a lot of talk here about it, and most of it is coming, I have to tell you, from Republicans. The Hill newspaper, which is the newspaper of Capitol Hill, is now keeping a running tally on its website of all those elected Republicans here in Washington, members of Congress, who are coming out and saying that they cannot support Donald Trump this November. The bottom is falling out of Donald Trump's market, and it's very difficult to see what he can do to try and win back the support of those Republicans who now publicly are disavowing him, and in some cases their congressional candidates, members of Congress, in some cases seeking re-election, who are booking television advertising time to explain to their electorates locally why they don't like Donald Trump and they don't want anything to do with him, because they're very fearful that his falling numbers, and they are plummeting, are going to have an impact on their own prospects for re-election. And we've seen some stunning numbers just today. I tweeted them out a little bit earlier about battleground states, the swing states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, where this election is going to be won or lost. And you can see, if you look at the numbers for places like the suburbs of Philadelphia, it's almost at this point a one-horse race. Donald Trump's support in many of those areas has collapsed so precipitously over the course of the last 10 days.
Thanks very much indeed. Simon Marks there in Washington for LBC.